We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ladies and germs, it can mean only one thing. The one and only, the incomparable Michael Mackey is in the house.
Shalom!
Whoa!
I'm here.
Hello, friend.
Hello, friend.
How are you?
I've had a much caffeine today because...
Too much caffeine?
I had to get up early today to get a lot of stuff done so that I would be, I had to have a super productive day before I got here. And consequently, I was like on fumes at like 2 o'clock. I'm like, how much caffeine?
What time did you get up?
5.
Oh my God.
A.M.
I got up at 4 a.m.
Oh. Well, you win. And then I immediately started writing and doing all the things that I do when I get up early. And
you
then,
look good.
Thank you. I have lost... Tomorrow I will weigh in, and tomorrow will, if I don't hit the 20-pound mark, I would be surprised.
You look good.
Thank you.
So what are you doing? Is this that no sugar garbage that you were doing last year?
Well, I'm doing the Mirabile MD weight loss program.
The what?
So Mirabile.
Like Jasper?
Like Jasper, but his brother, Dr. Mirabile.
I didn't know his brother was a doctor.
He is a doctor, and he has a weight loss program.
I didn't know that.
And I've been on it since Valentine's Day, and it's been coming. Whereas when I...
Hold on, wait a minute. One brother has one of the best restaurants in town.
That specializes in carbs.
Right. The other says, well, you went there too much. Come on over here, and we'll get that taken care of.
You know, the sad part is that is my life story. Like, he... It's
like
funny.
Jasper's is your favorite restaurant.
It is my all-time favorite restaurant. And then sometimes when I'm at Jasper's, I run into James, his Dr. James, his brother. And then that's awkward because I'm having a giant fork full of pasta. And I'm like, oh, I didn't order this. I don't know what I don't know why I would
I
be
tripped.
Eating this.
I tripped. It happened.
I don't know why
it's crazy.
I'm eating this. So yeah. So I'm down almost 20 pounds.
You look good.
Thank you, Mirabile MD, for my weight loss program. Shameless plug.
Okay.
So there you go.
So what is the Mirabile weight loss plan? What do you do?
Well, there's a whole litany of things. Everything is customized. But I'm on this, because it's near and dear to my heart, no sugar and no gluten type of diet, which tends to work really well for me.
Doesn't that put you in a rage?
It has not been as severe because I have not been so psychotic about it as I was in 2019 when I literally gave up.
Was it 4 years ago?
2019. And I was doing good. I was carrying it on right through 2020. And then the
pandemic
hit and I suddenly was eating a whole bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos every night. Just a whole bag
of feeling good about myself.
I was like, I am so stressed out right now.
Cheetos and a pie flavor of the evening.
Fair warning, I have shingles.
That's not contagious, is it?
I wouldn't go licking the lesions.
Yeah, I wouldn't come over here and rub my lesions.
Okay, whoa. Okay. Whoa.
So to speak.
I don't.
All right.
That's a, woo. Okay. I'm sorry about your shingles. Shingles are not itchy. They're just uncomfortable. They're like painful and.
But the pain comes in a itching sensation.
Well, it does? Oh.
It does itch. But I have heard from people who say that shingles is one of the most painful experiences.
The older you get, yes.
That they've ever gone through in their lives. Like Bob Dole had shingles. It damn near killed him.
I had my shingles vaccine.
I never had chicken pox.
Oh.
So I never even thought to get it. But what I didn't know, and what the doctor told me last night when I went to urgent care, is that shingles can be stress-induced. And I'm under a tremendous amount of stress right now.
That explains a lot.
And so he thinks it might be stress-induced. He put me on prednisone.
Yes.
That steroid. Yes. I'm not going to take that.
You absolutely have to take that.
No. Because it's gonna make me angry. And I don't want to live angry. I don't want to do the show angry.
Okay, young man, you're not going to be on this forever. You just need it in the interim for the, like, otherwise, I don't want you to get worse. I need you to nip it in the bud, and that prednisone will help.
Are you experiencing itching, burning, a painful rash you can't explain? On the Dana and Parks program, we care about your health. And we're hoping you join us in spreading awareness, like the spread of Scott's angry rash, about the dangers of ignoring signs there's something wrong with you. If you've ever woken up with swollen, red, pimple-like bumps on your body, and your face looks like a pirate, we're here to remind you, don't go to work, don't shake hands with strangers, don't hit up your favorite restaurant downtown, because that shit could be contagious. Nope, if this sounds like you, it's time to call your doctor and ask about a new revolutionary product called Boy It Itches Down There. Boy It Itches Down There was invented by real health people who know health things. People who know what it's like when what started above the neck starts to migrate down there. Let them ship you a sample of Boy It Itches Down There direct to your door. It's discreet. Because who wants to walk into the pharmacy and shout out, "Boy, it itches down there"? Boy, It Itches Down There is natural, organic, hasn't been tested or proven effective, but you'll feel better almost immediately that you're doing something. Unlike that one time when someone told you to go to the doctor at 2 o'clock and you told her to go blank herself. At the Dana and Parks program, we care about your health. If something is wrong, really wrong, run, do not walk, straight into the nearest actual healthcare provider.
Do not take Boy It Itches Down There if you're allergic to Boy It Itches Down There. Boy It Itches Down There can cause dry heaves, weight gain, weight loss, unstoppable diarrhea, scurvy, gout, temporary or permanent blindness, or the uncontrollable urge to speak endlessly about 80s hair metal. Rarely, with prolonged use, other side effects may occur, such as limited bladder control, loss of feeling at the extremities, festering boils, or the uncontrollable urge to remind people that you grew up in Germany and that you don't wear underwear. So ask your doctor today about Boy It Itches Down There.
Very well done. Very well done.
Or the uncontrollable urge to tell people you grew up in Germany.
And don't wear underwear.
And don't wear underwear.
Oh. I stayed way late to get that done last night.
Yeah, that's really funny.
It was worth it.
Sam, it's really funny. You guys did a great job.
Oh, but honey, I'm sorry that it itches down there. Wait, do you have...
It's not down there.
Okay.
Well, so this all started because, Scott, we were talking about it yesterday, trying to convince him to go to the doctor. And he goes, "Does it spread?" We're like, "Yeah, it can." He goes, "I mean, I've gone to the bathroom a couple of times. Will it spread, you know,
to my bits and jumblies?
There?
To my bits and jumblies?"
So yeah. That's where that came from.
Yeah. So I actually did ask that when I was at urgent care last night, Sam. I did ask him, I go, "Can it go down there?"
Yeah, what'd he say?
He said no.
Oh, okay, good.
He said, he goes, "Well, it can go anywhere, technically, but he said it's highly unlikely that it'll move that far south."
Okay, you have got to take the medication that he gave you.
All right.
Better living through chemistry. You know that's my motto. Or it should be.
Well, that's kind of what got you and me in a lot of trouble.
Well, that wasn't chemistry.
Well, how do you think they made that stuff?
Chemistry.
So you and I got into a lot of trouble.
Well, bless. I mean, good point. But, you know, it's not like we have to take it and wash it down with, you know, booze. You can just take it with a glass of water.
Hey, you want to play a game today?
Yeah.
What game you want to play?
Probably mixtape.
Ooh.
Yeah, definitely mixtape. Because, Sam, what's my running tally now? It's like 1 for 36 on Family Feud.
1 for 151.
Okay.
You have one true win and then one win with an asterisk.
Because I
tied. And then a
no.
D ridiculous number of losses.
Okay. What was my asterisk win?
Scott won, and then we extended the game.
Oh, yeah, and then I came back. Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah.
I've been here for years.
Mm-hmm. On the losing side.
Okay, please stop talking.
So here's what we'll do. Sam, how many songs can we get in, two or three?
We have been doing two, and it's not enough. So let's try three today.
Okay, all right. I'll find three mixtape songs.
Oh, that means each one of us could win.
That's right. It could be a three-way tie.
Or I could win all three times, which is probably what will happen because I'm so awesome at these games.
Michael Mackey is in for Dana Wright. He's from
MichaelMackey.com.
586-7798. Sam Stevie, Michael Mackey. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, gang. 3:45 this afternoon. We're going to do mixtape. Get your pens ready.
3:45? That barely gives me any time to prepare.
Nerd.
That is literally 20 minutes away. You know it takes me hours to, like, come up with the perfect song to lose.
4:45.
Oh, 4:45. You said 3:45.
I did. I just moved it to 4:45 because you're complaining.
Okay, I don't appreciate your tone right now.
As the other member of the Dana and Parks board who is present, I second 3:45.
3:45 it is. All right. I will kick everyone's butt.
All right, here we go.
You know what? I work best under pressure.
3:45. Topic number one.
Yes.
Best Monday morning work song.
Okay.
Okay. Number two, you just want a ticket to a private show with 50 other people in an intimate setting. What band do you want playing?
Okay.
Number three.
Wait, does it have to be, can it be like a band that doesn't like exist anymore? Like the Beatles? They don't exist.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair.
Of course.
Okay.
You have but one classic rock song to listen to while you are stranded on a deserted island. What is that classic rock song?
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
Samuel, you in?
I am writing frantically, and I am ready to rock.
Okay. All right. We will do that at 3:45. We will need three judges at 3:45 this afternoon, and we will do mixtape. I believe Sam and I are the reigning champions.
I didn't win last time. You won, and you won. And once again, Mackie was shut out, so I'm coming back. I'm coming in strong.
Well, to be fair, one of the songs that I chose was your original choice for one of the categories, and for whatever reason, you didn't go with your gut.
I know. Well, I wrote down Belinda Carlisle, and then at the last minute, I aborted Belinda Carlisle, and that's on me. I should have kept it. So,
would you? Heaven is a place on earth.
Yes,
that was your song.
Yes, and then Sam chose the same song because we share one brain.
Yeah,
we are like
cheesy wedding song.
And that won?
Yeah, I won the cheesy wedding song.
Off Belinda Carlisle's Heaven is a Place on Earth?
Mm-hmm.
That song sucks.
That's the whole point of the category.
Wow.
I was chagrined and appalled to lose to Sam on a song that I had originally picked and then he picked superfluously after I picked it and then I got rid of it.
If anybody had superfluously on your bingo card today, you have just won.
Bingo.
Bingo.
The FAA has lifted a ground stop for flights bound for LaGuardia Airport due to smoke, but has delayed some flights that are still on the ground. Have you seen the video?
It's
out of New York.
It's like a weird hazy red.
It's orange.
Yeah, no, it's like orange.
It literally looks like the apocalypse.
It does. It absolutely
Yes.
does.
They were describing it, and I can't, forgive me, I cannot remember what the reflective pool is called in D.C. at the base of the Washington Monument.
I believe it's called the reflective pool.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow. Look at me. I'm good. Anyway, they were describing it on the news this morning, and whoever it was, was saying they were standing at the far end of that and could not see the monument.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a weird, like, almost apocalyptic, you're right. Like,
it's really weird.
Like, end of days.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Canada.
What doesn't make any sense, though, is that they're letting planes land, but it's still too smoky for them to take off. Wouldn't it be the other way around?
Flights into Philadelphia are also being impacted because of the wildfire smoke out of Canada. It is reported the average delay is about half an hour. Quoting here from the FAA in a statement to CNN, the FAA has slowed traffic to and from New York City airports due to the reduced visibility from wildfire smoke. The agency will adjust the volume of traffic to account for the rapidly changing conditions. Airlines in the United States canceled 120 flights, delayed another 2,000, according to data from the tracking software FlightAware.
Ouch.
Hmm.
Well, wait. I got one of those weird Siri alerts that there's an air quality issue today here in Kansas City. There's an air quality.
We have had an orange ozone alert for the last few days. I did not know that it was continuing today, but
it is.
Is that because of what's going on in Canada, or is it just because of?
I don't know.
I'm sure that's not helping. I do know that the smoke can be seen here. I have not seen it, but according to the map, we are under the smoke. But typical summer heat, humidity, that combination, and the fact that we are a driving city, whether we like it or not, will lead to that.
We are.
A California high school teacher has landed herself in hot water. I got to clean this up. After she was allegedly caught on video telling students about certain toys that adults like to enjoy.
Like what?
And about the prostate.
I will not be playing that sound clip.
Oh.
Judy Reberg, who is a physiology and AP environmental science teacher at El Dorado High School in California, was placed on administrative leave after parents complained about the footage that was shared online. Quoting here from a spokeswoman for the district, district employees are trusted to exercise professional judgment when deciding whether or not a particular issue is suitable for study or discussion. In the classroom, employees act on behalf of the district and are expected to follow the adopted curriculum, and they should not advocate personal opinion.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Opinions or viewpoints. Could you be any more milquetoast?
Yeah, that was incredibly vague. They're trying not to step on either side of this whole political issue. They still had to draw a line.
In the secretly recorded video, teacher Rayberg was seen discussing toys and how they are readily available at general retailers. She also taught the children about...
What retailers is she shopping at?
You know, Spencer's, apparently.
They don't sell those at Spencer's. They sell them at Cirilla's.
Oh, I haven't been to either.
Tomato.
Okay, you're a liar.
I do not believe that either.
Listen.
Okay, I've been to Spencer's.
You've never been to Cirilla's?
I've never been to Cirilla's, but I have been to Spencer's.
Sam.
When I was younger, I thought it was funny to go into Spencer's and look at the stuff and laugh.
Listen to me.
Your nose is growing, Sam.
On this program, we have made it a practice to be very honest with the audience.
Yes.
I have been to Cirilla's.
I have never been to Cirilla's.
You have never walked into Cirilla's?
Not once.
In your life?
That is correct.
You're a liar.
I promise you. Well. Now, when I was in Eureka Springs, they have an adult store there that I did not walk into, but I stood in front of and laughed about for a minute. Because it seemed very out of place.
I have a Cirilla's frequent buyer card.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Michael. Okay.
Buy two, get one free.
Okay.
Woo!
Somebody says they sell them at Walmart?
They do, in the family planning section.
What? They sell?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
I have a Walmart right down the street from my house.
They don't just sell them. There is a variety of options. Again, because I pointed and laughed.
Something for your no-no place?
Yeah.
Okay.
At Walmart?
Mm-hmm. A variety. Different shapes.
Sam, stop. So if I went to Walmart tonight.
Yes.
And
go to the aisle that says, so go to the, first of all, you need to go to the nutrition section where they have all the vitamins and whatnot.
Yeah.
And you're going to see a little
hang
down sign.
Where you get the melatonin and everything. Yeah.
You're going to see a little hang down sign that says family planning. In there, you can find protective equipment.
And massagers.
And other things.
Massagers. It's a massager.
Really?
Yep.
Look at Dan Weinbaum. Is like, thumbs up. Why does that not surprise me?
Dan's a little too excited about
this
story.
Dan is.
Hello.
I am not making eye contact with Dan the rest of the day.
Michael Mackey is in for Dana Wright. Sam Stevie III. He is a reverend. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Ooh, we got some good songs coming up.
Wait, I don't know what this song is. What's this song?
Black Crowes.
Oh, from the 90s?
Let's see. When was it released?
It was 1990.
Yeah, 1990 on the nose.
Okay.
Twice as hard.
I don't know where I was in 1990, but I don't remember this song very well.
So we're going to do mixtape coming up at 3:45. We're going to need some judges here in just a little bit. We'll be asking for that in a moment.
What are the topics again?
So song number one is best Monday morning work song.
Like to get you motivated.
Yeah,
get you going.
Like you're getting ready for work.
Okay, so it's motivation, not I hate this.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Like this is to get you ready to go to work.
Good to know, because I was going for the I hate this rap.
Okay, no. Not take this job and shove
it.
I just woke up. I had a great weekend.
To get you amped.
Getting ready for work.
Gotcha. I was picturing Garfield Monday.
Can't wait to hang out with Scott and Dana all day.
Garfield Monday.
Song number two is You Just Want a Ticket to a Private Show with 50 other people. It's an intimate setting with A band. What band is it? And then song number three is If You Had But One Classic Rock Song to Listen to on a Deserted Island, what would that classic rock song be?
Now, I did ask for clarification on classic rock, and classic rock now includes rock songs from the 80s.
Without question.
Oh, yeah, duh. So. Back to category number two.
Yep. Good Lord, guys. Don't overcomplicate this.
Okay. I was just going to ask, does it have to be a band or can it be a solo guy?
It could be a solo guy.
Okay. Sorry. All right. I'm good. We're good.
You two are driving me out of my mind.
What else are we good for?
Thank God we're here.
So toys.
Scott has toys. Scott has a little bit of tone today.
Did you take the steroids?
I haven't taken them yet.
Don't.
Don't take them until 6:01 p.m., please. Krabby McCrabkins.
I actually am going to pick them up on the way home. They're at CVS.
I would advise taking them. If you're worried about being angry, I know that you get up at 5 a.m., take them the second you wake up. Hopefully that will help them wean off
by
the
time. Go to the gym and kill like four people at the Lenexa rec.
That's right.
Just take them out.
Take your pickleball paddles.
Right.
Throw them over the ledge.
Get a little huah.
Get a membership to like a jiu-jitsu club or something and then just go ham.
That sounds dangerous.
Not if you're on prednisone. On prednisone, you're invincible.
It really is. Have you ever taken it?
I've had to have steroids for a variety of things in my life.
I had it years ago. I had a nodule, a polyp on my vocal cords. This was like
your moneymaker.
Yeah. This was like in 2007. And I remember I went to the doctor. They put this thing up your nose. It's like camera, right? It's on a little cord.
A scopey thing.
Yeah. And so they go up your nose with a camera. And it goes down your throat, and the doctor's like, oh, you have a polyp on your vocal cord. He said, there are two ways we can get rid of this. We can do surgery. And I'm like, ooh. And, you know, I mean, that's how I make my money.
Right.
Is talking with my voice. Okay, Scott.
be weird if it was coming out the other end.
Did he die? Did he die from death?
He died from death.
So anyway, that's how I make my money. And so I was really apprehensive about doing the surgery. And the doctor said, well, what we can do first is I can put you on a steroid. And I said, okay, fine. So they put me on prednisone, and I started taking it. You have to, it's like four. It's like four on the first day,
right,
or whatever.
Three, and then it's, yeah.
Yeah, and then you kind of wean yourself off. I remember being in the car with the girls. They were very young, and they were arguing in the back seat.
And you lost it.
I am, Michael, you've known me for a long time.
Calm, cool, and collected.
I am as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Other side of the pillow.
I don't get excited about things. I don't ever get angry. And well, I do get angry, but it's very rare.
I've never seen you angry, ever.
Okay. I'm driving in the car with the girls, and they're arguing in the back seat, and I flew into a rage, saying words in front of my children I still don't say today. And I didn't even know who I was. This was back in 2007. I called my doc. I got home. I called my doctor. I said, get me off of this stuff. That's not who I am.
He said, now you're stuck.
I go, I'll take the surgery. I will not do steroids again.
Well, with that in mind, I would start on Saturday so that by Monday that's you're down to thinking. Two pills.
And that's what I was thinking, Sam. Okay. Is I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to fill the prescription tonight, right, and hang on to it until Saturday. And if I fly into a rage on Saturday, I'm by myself, you know, who cares, right?
Just go take a walk.
Yeah. Go take a walk in the woods.
Yeah, take it Saturday morning because they can kind of keep you up. I mean, it's kind of a mild upper, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Story here. Do you feel like society's morals have declined recently? If so, you are not alone and may be suffering from a psychological illusion, according to new research that was released yesterday. At every point over the last 70 years, people across the world have continuously believed that morality is declining, according to U.S. psychologists. But rather than morals steadily falling throughout history, researchers suggested this perception is an illusion caused by rose-tinted memories of the past and a focus on the grim news of the present. In 84% of the polls that they conducted, a majority of Americans reported that morality had declined, and the rate remained steady regardless of the year. I love these stories. I love these surveys. I am not someone who thinks that everything was better yesteryear.
Except for writing checks.
I can still write checks this year.
I know.
It has always baffled me when people say, well, you know, back when we were younger, Scott, things were better.
Back in my day.
Things were different. I do not believe that morality has declined. I do not believe that the younger generation is lazy.
Well, I don't think that morality has declined. I do believe that there is an honest perception that it has that has been driven by people with loud voices.
Yes, people are a little
bit
more... The
wedge of divide.
Vocal, outspoken, yeah. Opinionated. I could go on.
But that doesn't mean morality's declined.
Right, but when the wedge of divide is given the platform because there are so many options for a platform, you begin to believe that more and more people think like they do.
Yeah, don't shame me for my actions. Don't slut shame me. That's a term.
Beg your pardon?
It's called slut shaming when you're a complete hoe and people slut shame you.
Why did we go down that route?
Because that's the moral majority that I live in. Just saying. Both of you just literally, your mouths just hit the floor. It's a thing.
I'm trying to collect my jaw right now.
What are you talking about?
Morals, scruples, standards.
Understood.
I know.
That's what we're talking about.
When I was going through a particularly slutty phase back in like the early 2000s when I came out, everyone got on me for being promiscuous. Well, guess what?
Were you?
Oh, God, yes. Epically. But I don't judge people for what they do.
Sam, did we just hear your song for getting ready for a Monday? Was that an accident?
That was a musical cue.
Okay. Was that part of the cue? Was that one of the cues?
No, that was.
Oh,
that was
sorry.
We'll talk later.
Okay.
somebody says, I totally disagree with you. Morality has slipped drastically. Really? How so? Or are we just seeing it?
Right. And from 8215, this is not just about sex morality. I know, just overall morality. But that's where I took the part of the conversation.
I mean, were we always this immoral? And now we just have Twitter and Instagram to show you how immoral we always were?
Well, and I think another big part of it is that even if it is slightly increasing, the focus is always on the negative and not the positive. For example, and this is going to be a very baseline example of any idea of morality, but cutting somebody off on the highway.
Okay.
How many times does that happen a day, and how many times does it escalate? We focus on the escalation, even if it's only one out of 50 times. We focus on the fact that that one guy flipped me off. All of a sudden, your perception of the world's morality just went down, despite the fact that it happened 50 other times while you were driving and nobody else flipped you off.
From the text line, Scott, if you think the younger generation is not lazy, let me see you find someone in their 20s that will do asphalt work for $40 an hour. Good luck.
Hello.
Well, to 1908, I would tell you I found someone who would do radio for a lot less, and his name is Sam Stevie, the hardest worker that I know. I also found Travis Walker, who did it for a lot less. And he now manages a Tesla dealership. The younger generation is not lazy. But every generation thinks that the generation that follows them is somehow not worthy. They're misguided. They don't work as hard. Garbage. Garbage. The younger generation, which is to say people Sam's age, my daughter's age, the age of the kids who live across the street, they are not lazy. You just want them to be.
Well, and somebody on the text line just brought up infidelity in today's society and how much more that happens.
Oh. Infidelity was going on in the 80s.
They just didn't talk about it.
Infidelity was going on in the 1800s.
That's exactly what the text says.
Oh.
Go look at Pompeii, Italy, and tell me that we're less moral today than we were 1700 years ago.
Wait, Pompeii?
Yes.
Where the volcano hit all
yes.
people? Oh, I thought you were going.
Go in the rooms in the city of Pompeii.
Mm-hmm.
There are charts on the wall where you can order what you want.
Oh.
If you know what I mean.
No wonder it was obliterated by a volcano.
Somebody says, Parks, you need to get out of your bubble and get into the real world. I live in the real world, where 20-somethings are not lazy. You just want them to be, because that's the directive that you've been told, is that the generation that follows you always has to be worse than you, has to be lazy. They're not lazy. I would make the argument they work harder than you. 913-586-7798. We need three judges.
Mm.
We're going to do mixtape when we return. We need three judges for mixtape. We'll get them lined up here. 586-7798. Sam Stevie, Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.